This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift just keeps breaking records with her new album, Midnights. She's the first artist ever to claim the entire top 10 on Billboard's Hot 100 list in 1 week in the chart's 64-year history. The anti-hero singer tweeted, 10 out of 10 of the Hot 100 on my 10th album? I am in shambles. Yes, you are. As usual. The ink on Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen's divorce papers isn't even dry yet, but the odds makers are already taking bets on who she'll date next. Pete Davidson is the favorite to be the supermodel's next fling. Actor Jason Momoa came in second place. Didn't Bündchen see Momoa's fishing videos, though? We're still trying to unsee his butt-bearing loincloths. Ew! Adele will return to Las Vegas for her residency, which begins this month and will run through next March. She held a Q&A event in L.A. promoting her new video and said she's planning to get her college degree in English literature. She said, quote, "If I hadn't made it in my singing, I think I would definitely be a teacher." Unquote. Adele will be taking online classes in her jammies. A new trailer was released for Avatar: The Way of Water, which hits theaters almost 12 years after the original Avatar came out. The long-awaited sequel finds the original film's main characters, Jake Sully, played by Sam Worthington, and Neytiri, Zoe Saldana, as parents for a new adventure. The three-hour film drops December 16th. Be sure to hydrate. Matthew Perry, 53, had to undergo emergency dental surgery just days before filming the Friends reunion last April. At the time, Perry's slurred speech and blank stare left fans worried about his health. Perry's book, chronicling his addiction to booze and painkillers, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, is available now, without a prescription. Ricky Gervais has accused Late Late Show host James Corden for stealing a joke from one of his stand-up shows word for word. Gervais tweeted a link to a clip in which Corden gets laughs for a joke about angry social media users that is directly repeated from a part of Gervais' own stand-up comedy routine. Hey, Corden, you're gonna throw a temper tantrum about that? The spin-off of A Quiet Place has cast A-list actress Lupita Nyong'o. The Oscar-winning actress from 12 Years a Slave, Black Panther, and Us is in final negotiations to star in A Quiet Place Day One, which is the next installment of the Paramount horror franchise. The film is set for release in March of 2024. Saturday Night Live comedian Chris Redd was sucker punched in the face with brass knuckles, leaving him with two black eyes and a gash on his nose that required stitches. Yeah. An unknown assailant attacked him outside the Comedy Cellar in New York City, resulting in Redd being treated at Bellevue Hospital and being released shortly thereafter. Talk about a punchline. Sorry. Simon Cowell revealed he was really unhappy and working too much until his son was born 8 years ago. The music mogul behind America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, and The X Factor said, quote, "I was miserable. I was obsessed with beating the competition. I took it to a ridiculous level and I would get really down." Unquote. Simon, just say no.
Idiot of the Week.
Kanye West's fans started a GoFundMe campaign to make the embattled rapper a billionaire again after his net worth took a serious hit last week. Supporters launched several pages, one of which was named Make Kanye West a Billionaire Again, with a fundraising goal of $1 billion. Hey, how about donating that money to charity? Idiots! LA's best Halloween party was at Casamigos in Beverly Hills. Guests entered through an LED panel tunnel with a mirrored ceiling and were welcomed by hosts Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford. Guests included Mark Burnett, Jeff Probst, Wiz Khalifa, Tyga, Paris Hilton, David Spade, Megan Fox, and Machine Gun Kelly, and many more. That's scary, all right. Kim Petras became very emotional when she learned her collaboration with Sam Smith, Unholy, had hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The German-born singer revealed that she and Sam were together in London the night they found out their song had topped the chart. She said, quote, "It was amazing. We cried, and I'll never forget it," unquote. Congrats! Bringing the Master of Puppets revival full circle, Metallica frontman James Hetfield used Halloween to pay homage to the guitar-shredding Stranger Things character Eddie Munson, who performed the band's 1986 song during the show's season 4 finale. Hetfield wore black jeans, a denim jacket, and a Hellfire Club t-shirt, just like Eddie did. Rock on! Heartstopper star Joe Locke has been cast in the Disney Plus WandaVision spinoff, Agatha, Coven of Chaos. Locke joins Katherine Hahn in the Marvel Studios series, in which Hahn will reprise the role of Agatha Harkness, whom she played in WandaVision. Emma Caulfield Ford is also set to reprise her role of Dottie. Marvel is keeping Joe's character under lock. You're welcome.
The Trash Bin.
Madonna shared semi-nude selfies to her Instagram stories, keeping the flashback to her original sex era going strong. In one shot, she posed in a white underbust corset with money bag emojis covering her nipples, while another shot captured her black leather corset-clad torso with a candy emoji over her, Madge. Please stop.
The news wrap-up.
The world's largest iPhone assembly plant in China is under a new COVID lockdown. Elon Musk came under fire for posting a link to a website known for conspiracy theories. Amazon shares fell 7% after lower Q4 estimates. Meta shares plunged 24% to the lowest price since 2016. Mark Zuckerberg lost $1 billion in one day. Chump change.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Adam remains the top film for the third week.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Midnight stays on top for the second week.
The number one app.
Candy Crush Saga continues to crush it.
The number one book.
It Starts With Us by Colleen Hoover is the best-selling fiction book.
Rihanna is finally back. Not only will she be this year's Super Bowl halftime performer, but the music and fashion mogul has returned with the lead track from the highly anticipated Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. The film's world premiere was held at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood and is being released in the U.S. on November 11th. The original film, Black Panther, came out in 2018 and earned a whopping $1.3 billion at the box office. It was the highest-grossing film directed by a black filmmaker and the third-highest-grossing film in the U.S. and Canada. Now, the anticipation of the sequel has exploded with a superstar like Rihanna contributing music. From the film Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, here's Rihanna with the song of the week, Lift Me Up. Rihanna with the song of the week, Lift Me Up. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.